Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A fugitive wanted in South Carolina was arrested after a high-speed chase from Taper City all the way to Fairbluff on Monday. The man was not hurt after he wrecked his car after a tire was flattened by a tire deflation device put in place by the Highway Patrol. Look for more on this story on our website. Columbus County and Columbus Regional Hospital have entered into an agreement to convert the former Acme Delco Elementary School into a medical facility that will serve the east end of the county. Commissioners announced the new partnership at Monday's meeting. Work on the project is expected to get underway in the very near future. Now, Hurricane Helene donations are still being accepted at several locations across the county. The Columbus Baptist Association office is only accepting generators, blankets, warm clothing as in new or in good condition, propane heaters, and small LP tanks. They'll be taking those through Thursday because they've got a shipment going out Friday. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Contact the CBA if you can help out. Donations are also being accepted at the Black's Tire Facility, that's the former Whitewell Ford dealership on Madison Street. Now that's general donations there, but volunteers are desperately needed to help pack and sort. The Sheriff's Office is accepting donations at MacArthur Supply in Chaburn. Warm clothes, blankets, socks, heaters, gloves, and cash to help purchase heaters are needed. Call 654-4615 for more information. County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters in the east end of the county. Contact them if you're in the Riegelwood Delco area. Raven Williamson and Columbus County EMS are taking in donations of heaters, hand tools, and first responders equipment at their facility on Main Street in downtown Whitewell. Columbus County is hosting a free basic beaver trapping class Saturday at the Soil and Water Conservation Office. That's at the county complex in Whitewell. The bounty for beavers this year is $80 per animal, but they're still way short of the desired number of trappers. Call 910-642-2196 extension 3 to pre-register for this free class. It's a whole lot of Halloween going on this weekend, folks. Hallsboro is hosting a community trunk-or-treat and fall festival from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday at Bogue Park. There'll be free hot dogs, candy, games, and more. Contact my dear friend Laura Norton at 910-207-2484 if you want to participate, if you'd like to help out, if you could donate. Everyone is welcome. Late Welcome All Safe Night is also looking for volunteers this weekend. That's from 6 to 8 at Elizabeth Brinkley Park on Saturday. Contact either Chief Safser with the fire department or Chief Hyatt with the police department. There'll be games, free food, trunk or treating, and much more. Again, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Western Prong Baptist Church is going to host Trunks of Treats on Sunday at 821 South Madison in downtown Whitewell. That's from 6:30 until 8:30. There'll be food, music, Tom's Coffee Truck, and more. Everyone is welcome to attend. Chaburn Baptist Church will host Trunk or Treat Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hayride, and so much more. Scout Troop 507 is going to host a fall carnival at the Veterans Memorial Park Monday at 6:30 p.m. There'll be food, games, and more. The park is located on US 701 south of Whitewell. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.